This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Macoupin County Circuit Clerk Mike Mathis. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you, WSMI.
Mike, we're going to discuss the Circuit Clerk's Office today, and I thought I'd open it up with when I came here to do Macoupin County News, you were the mayor of Gillespie, and then you became Circuit Clerk. And how many years have you been Circuit Clerk?
I've been Circuit Clerk, this is my 19th year. And I remember very well when you came here, Rick, very well. You've done a wonderful job and been a great benefit to Macoupin County with the news. And it's been 19 years.
And with that in mind, though, a change is coming. As of December 31st, you will no longer be the Circuit Clerk when the new year comes. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Some people have probably heard that you are going to seek a state representative position. And I thought you could tell us a little bit about the process when you finally made a decision to run for another office. What had to go on?
It was a combination of a lot of things. I've never ran for an office in my heart. I've never ran for an office that I didn't think that I could make some good changes and to serve the public. And it is the same process with this. I believe in our representative district, the 95th, that we need a better representation. We need to do things that are right for the people that we represent and not one faction, one side, one leader, nothing like that. We're elected by our friends and neighbors and people that put their trust into us. And I want to bring that back to this district. I want to represent this district. So with that in mind, it was a long time searching out that I decided to do that, to run for it. And so you asked me, well, why am I stepping down? I think there's a certain culture that thinks thinks it's okay that you can be in an office and then run for another. You see it all the time. People running for president or whatever. They continue with their office and do that. I think that's a disservice. I think you're either elected to an office and you're supposed to do your due diligence and serve it, or you're not supposed to be there. And in this case, what I felt was that if I'm going to run for this other office, which I'm going to, then I can't take money from the county of Macoupin for being circuit clerk when I'm not there, when I'm out doing campaign stuff. It's not fair, it's not reasonable, and it's not going to happen on my watch. Other people, and it's not something that you're forced to do. I mean, this is just the way I believe. It's fairness. And that's what I wanted to do. The people of Macoupin County have been extremely fair to me. And I'm not going to campaign for another office on their dime. Not going to happen.
Now, when you made that decision and you made the decision that you would no longer be the clerk, what did the powers be have to do? And how is your replacement come about?
Well, it's set by state statute that tells you what process you have to go through. In this case, much like when Wayne Rosenthal left as state rep, the Republicans had their choice of the best candidate that they wanted to put in there or whoever they wanted. Same thing is true with the Circuit Clerk's office. So in this case, it's the Democrat precinct committeeman that come up with a choice. Anyone can apply for it. I'm starting to stutter here, sorry. Anyone can apply for it, and then we have a meeting. They come up and speak to the individuals, and then it's what they call a weighted vote. How many people voted in the last primary in that precinct committeeman or woman's precinct, that's how many votes they get. And then that's done by a secret ballot, and we have at least two people that have no connection to the precinct committeeman. And in fact, this year, one person, well, the last two times we've done it, we've had somebody from Montgomery County come over and help do the county. So it's all above board. We had two people that were interested, and they selected one of those. That name then is presented to the county board chairman, the Macoupin County board chairman, and he gives it to the whole group, the whole county board. And they decide whether or not that should or should not be my replacement. One unique thing about the Circuit Clerk's office is there can be no vacancy, not even for a day, not even for an hour. So when I leave at midnight, December 31st, then the person that the board selects takes over immediately then. And all they do is they fulfill the term of my office, which would be till next December.
Right, because the election in November, we would be electing a new circuit clerk anyway.
That's correct.
Now, has that person been chosen?
Yes. There was two people that were interested in it. They went with one that actually had worked at the courthouse for a number of years. And that was Lee Ross, who works in the Traffic and Criminal Division. So she will actually take over my spot and serve there until December of next year.
Maybe we could just go over some of the things you've seen in your almost 20 years. Some changes that came about. I know that I can think of several news-wise that came about, but you as circuit clerk, what do you think were some of the more outstanding things that you sort of saw in those two decades?
Well, first of all, I just realized that it's better to say 20 years than 19, isn't it? It has a nicer ring to it, but be that as it may, we've done a lot of things. We've changed the way we do business. Working with less staff than when I first started. I think there was 12 or 13 staff members at that time. It's 9 now. And I think the biggest change and the challenge has been the lack of revenue. Now, the courthouse produces a lot of revenue, and every office in the courthouse does that. You can't say it's just one. The courts do it. It's a collective effort. The courts have fines and fees and property tax, your treasurer, your county clerk, they all generate fees through the courthouse. But that's never been enough money to operate the county. So with the loss of revenue from the mines and things like that, we're just like anybody else. You're having a tough time making it. So we have to kind of go outside the box. One of the things that we do is utilize more type of electronic equipment to speed up the process, and thereby through attrition, not through firing people or anything like that, through attrition, that we can actually work with less people. It's full-time work. You know, it's a full-time, there's breaks, but for the most part, it never ends, and which is fine. But the people that work there are doing a wonderful job, and they do work hard.
What about litigation? Litigation, as you see it, more than when you started, or has it gone down some, or is it in sectors or things like that as far as what comes through the clerk's office? Because you have a lot come through your office.
Yes. It's a good question. Well, first of all, let me say what I've seen in the criminal traffic division is a lot less traffic tickets being written. I know that people wouldn't believe that, but one time maybe 10,000, 12,000 tickets sometimes a year, and sometimes now we have 4,000. So that's the one thing that went down. The other thing that's really interesting, you're right, there is more litigation going on. There is a lot more litigation going on. And when we talk about that, we're talking about small claims, we're talking about lawsuits, then we have divorces and chancery. So there's a lot more cases going on all the time. The one thing that I've really noticed is a lot more people are doing what they call pro se, and that's representing themselves. And that puts a little bit of extra strain on the staff members because we cannot give legal advice, but the Supreme Court has ruled that we need to reach out and help people as much as possible without going over that invisible line. So we're very cognizant of that. We try to help as much as possible. It's very frustrating sometimes, very frustrating, because it's just such a complex system. But the people get through it, and they do it with the help of what I would say are excellent clerks. Sometimes we're a little overwhelmed, you know, but that's part of the job, and I think everybody's like that. Very thankful, and they are as well, very thankful to have a job in this economy.
During your term, they sort of changed how things go with juries and stuff like that. Did that make any big difference after we had sort of the change of how jurors were, I guess, paid and other things that went on with it? It was sort of just a few years ago.
Oh, yeah. It was a strange thing, and this goes back to running for state representative. They made all these changes. The law was being enacted that we would have to pay this amount of money for people to serve on the jury. Given the amount of money they were going to make us pay for jurors at that time, we could only have one jury trial in Macoupin County a year because that's all we could afford. So I called up to the senator that was a sponsor of the bill, and I said, this isn't going to work. Did you check with any clerks of the court? And I think they might have in a roundabout way, but not really. So, and to the senators, this wasn't a local senator, it was a senator from up north. To his credit, he went back, they did a survey through the Clerks Association and came up with a formula now that it's a little bit better that we can get it. It cuts out some of the things that we used to do here. We used to, it was $15 a day plus mileage, and plus if you served on the jury, you got fed one meal or two, depending on how long you were there. Now it's $25 the first day you come in, and then $50 thereafter, I believe. So it's a little bit more money than what we're used to paying, but at least we'll be able to have jury trials now. So it worked out very good. It was a cooperative effort. But going back to you know, why somebody would want to run for this office, I think when legislators make laws, before they're enacted, rather than go through any other process, reach out to the people that have to work in that area, see what their thoughts are. It doesn't mean you're always going to take that road, but at least have that opinion.
Mike Mathis, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you very much, Rick, and thank you, WSMI.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.